From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. New capital city Nusantara development goes accordingly. Minister of Agriculture calls for collaboration against global food crisis threat. Now the news in detail. Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Abdullah Azwar Anas visited Nusantara capital city East Kalimantan to ensure the progress in development goes accordingly. The visit is expected to support the government's target to move the capital city and state civil apparatuses, military and police at the beginning phase in 2024 later on. In an official statement received by Antara News Agency on Saturday, the minister pressed for development of the public services mall of Nusantara City to be pursued extensively as well. He deemed this necessary in order to offer services for the people. The minister said that the integration of services to digitization is one of the priorities of President Joko Widodo in establishing an electronic-based government system. Nusantara City will set an example of how all services are digitized, he noted. The Directorate General of Financing and Risk Management at the Indonesian Finance Ministry has launched the Public-Private Partnership 4.0 web-based application, which facilitates stakeholders across Indonesia in accessing services through a digital office. Brahmantio Irdioso, the Director for Government Support and Infrastructure Funding at the Ministry, said in a statement received by Antara on Saturday that the launch of the application is one of the initiatives from the Directorate General to establish a digital office. He believes that the application will make processes more efficient, as previously, face-to-face meetings and stacks of documents were required. According to him, the Public-Private Partnership 4.0 is an effort by the government and business entities to establish infrastructure and services for the public. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, said on Saturday the warning from FAO about the threat of a global food crisis must be promptly addressed by all parties through prioritizing collaboration. He made the statement virtually during the opening of the 16th Indonesian Farmers and Fisher National Week, observed from June the 10th to 15th at the Sutan Syahrir Air Base in Padang, West Sumatra. According to Hartarto, the government has been preparing and constructing various supporting infrastructures for the agriculture sector in recent years, including dams used as water supply sources. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Outraves resurfaced in Britain's ruling Conservative Party on Saturday, June the 10th, following former Prime Minister Boris Johnson's abrupt resignation from Parliament, while the opposition Labour Party sensed opportunity ahead of a general election next year. Johnson quit late on Friday in protest against an investigation by lawmakers into his conduct as prime minister during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic when lockdown-breaking parties were held in Downing Street. In his resignation statement, Johnson railed against the inquiry examining whether he misled the House of Commons about the gatherings, and he also took aims at current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has briefed China's leader Xi Jinping on the upcoming visit by African leaders to Russia and Ukraine in a bid to end hostilities. China's state broadcaster reported that the two leaders had a phone call on Friday. In a statement, South Africa's presidency said Ramaphosa told Xi he noted the peace plan proposed by China and affirmed African leaders' support for initiatives aimed at a peaceful resolution of the conflict. An official probe into India's rail crash is focusing on a suspected manual bypassing of an automatic signaling system that guides train movement, an action investigators believe sent a packed express train into a stationary freight train. The Commission of Railway Safety Investigation suspects the bypass was done by railway workers to get around signaling hurdles that arose from a malfunctioning barrier used to stop road traffic at a nearby railroad intersection, two of the three sources said. Last item, Egyptian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmed Abu Zayd told Reuters the country instituted a new policy requiring all Sudanese entering the country to obtain visas prior to entry after detecting unlawful activities, including the issuance of fraudulent visas. The decision is a reversal of a long-standing exemption for children, women, and elderly men. More than 200,000 Sudanese have entered Egypt since fighting erupted in April. That was the end of the news. I'm Anda Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo working visit to Singapore and Malaysia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo paid a two-day working visit to Singapore and Malaysia on Wednesday and Thursday, June the 7th and 8th. In Singapore, the President was one of the speakers at Ecosperity Week 2023. It was held at the SANS Expo and Convention Center, attended by various groups from investors, the government, to academics. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo invited Singaporean investors to invest in the development of the Indonesian new capital city, Nusantara. According to the President, this is a golden opportunity for investors to take part in city development with the concept of a nature-based future smart city. The President said that Nusantara is a comfortable place both for doing business and as a place to live. He explained for the private sector in the early stages, the Indonesian government had prepared 300 investment packages with a total value of $2.6 billion in various fields such as housing, transportation, energy, technology, and other fields. After speaking at the Ecosperity Week 2023 event and meeting Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and Mrs. Ho Ching at the Singapore Palace, President Joko Widodo and Mrs. Iriana Joko Widodo continued their visit to Malaysia to meet Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. This was a written visit as well as fulfilling Anwar Ibrahim's invitation. In his meeting with Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, President Joko Widodo expressed his hope that negotiation regarding the Indonesia-Malaysia border could be completed during his leadership period in Indonesia and Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Malaysia. Apart from that, President Joko Widodo also hopes that other border negotiations, including on land, Sebatik, and Sinapat, can also be completed soon. President Joko Widodo also welcomed a number of border negotiations that had been reached, including on territorial sea boundaries in the Sulawesi Sea and in the southern part of the Malacca Strait, which he said could be reached after 18 years of negotiations. The president also welcomed the completion of the Memorandum of Understanding for border crossing agreements, border trade agreements, halal certification, and investment promotion cooperation. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with June 11, 1938, the Battle of Wuhan begins. The Battle of Wuhan was a large-scale battle during the Second Sino-Japanese War. Over 1 million China's National Revolutionary Army troops were assembled, with Chiang Kai-shek leading the command to defend Wuhan against Japanese attacks led by Yasuji Okamura. The battle lasted for and a half months and was the longest, largest, and most intense of Sino-Japanese war, making it the biggest in history. The war resulted in heavy casualties for both sides, with an estimated number of 540,000, and was won by the Japanese. Turning to June 11, 1963, Buddhist monk Thich Quang Duc burns himself to death. Thich Quang Duc was a Vietnamese Mahayana Buddhist monk who burned himself to death at a crossroad in Saigon on June 11, 1963. Quang Duc opposed the persecution of Buddhists by the Roman Catholic government of South Vietnam, led by Ngo Dinh Diem, during the Buddhist crisis in the country. After the death, Quang Duc's body was cremated, but his heart remained intact. The self-immolation was later seen as a turning point in the Buddhist crisis and played a key role in the overthrow of Ngo Dinh Diem, who was later assassinated on November 2, 1963. I'll end today in history with June 11, 2007, landslide in Chittagong. On June 11, 2007, heavy downpours caused a landslide that blanketed a slum area around the city's hilly areas in Chittagong, Pakistan. Experts have previously warned of the possibility of increased landslides due to the failure of the Bangladeshi government to curb the illegal tree cutting that is taking place in Chittagong. The death toll was reported to be at least 128, including at least 59 children, with more than 150 others injured. That was today in history.
VOA listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Michael Littner in Germany. He sent his letter on March 15, 2023 to the German section. Hello, Mr. Michael Littner. Thank you for your letter. Our friend from the German section will reply to your letter immediately. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy.
Tak bisa menjadi indah.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on success in Asian Para Games, success in the development of Indonesian disability sports. Indonesia locked in the overall title of the Asian Para Games or APG 2023 a day before closing Friday, June the 9th. Until then, Indonesia had collected 153 gold, 141 silver, and 47 bronze. The Indonesian contingent is far ahead of Thailand in second place with 123 gold. This is the third consecutive Asian Para Games overall title for Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, during a press conference at the Morodok Teko National Stadium, Cambodia on Thursday, said becoming the overall champion as well as a hat-trick at the 2023 Asian Para Games is important for the development of domestic disability sport in the future. Moreover, Indonesia in Cambodia also managed to break more than 10 records. Indonesia became the overall champion when the 10th APG was in Malaysia, the 11th APG in Indonesia, and the 12th APG in Cambodia. In addition to a number of record-breaking events in several sports, the achievement of the number of medals is also an important history because the gold medal was the most during the holding of APG event, which was participated by Indonesia apart from being the host. Meanwhile, the chairperson of the Indonesian National Paralympic Committee, Seni Marbun, in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Thursday, expressed gratitude because Indonesia was confirmed to be the overall champion of the Asian Para Games APG 2023 Cambodia. In addition, the number of medals exceeded the target set by the government. After APG 2023, according to Seni Marbun, what had been implemented to achieve success in Cambodia will continue to be improved. Furthermore, the Indonesian National Paralympic Committee will continue to work hard in order to get similar achievements in the 2025 Asian Para Games, which will be held in Thailand. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Ding Lu in Jiangsu Province, China. Hello, Mr. Lu. I'm so glad to receive your email. So tell us what is your favorite segment of our English program. As your request, we send you our QSL card to your address. Please wait for the reply. And don't forget, please keep listening to our broadcast and send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, if you listen to VOI broadcast but there is a lot of interference and noise, to overcome the problem, I suggest you use the RRI PlayGo mobile application. Just download it on your smartphone, select logo VOI, and here we go, you can watch our live streaming. If you miss it, you can watch the review. So you can listen to VOI without interference or noise. So what are you waiting for? Just type RRI PlayGo on your smartphone and happy watching.
Girl, you don't need to put your makeup on. You're just too irresistible to be as you are, no matter how far. You're just too beautiful for me and everyone else around you. Do think you're the one, 'cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like the sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why. Why do I do love it every inch of you? Oh baby, you're irresistibly good. girl. I don't need a reason, a reason to fall. Baby, I'll be there just a call. Wherever you are, no matter how far, you are the closest thing to an angel. And everyone else around you do think you're the one. 'Cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why. Why do I do, do love it every inch of you? Baby, you're irresistibly good. Let me make promises you need.
I'll be your home.
I'll be your home.
You'll return to,
you'll return to now and forever. 'Cause baby, you're irresistible star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, I'm crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. Baby, tell me why. Why do I do, do loving every inch of you? 'Cause baby, you're irresistibly good. Good.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is on Batang Kapas Waterfall in Riau Province. Riau has a lot of tourist attractions like river, island, beach, forest, and waterfalls. One of the waterfalls that requires struggle and an adventurous mentality to achieve is the Batang Kapas Waterfall, which is located in the village of Lubuk Bigau, Kampar District, Riau Province. It is located in the highlands of Bukit Barisan Mountains and is in the middle of a forest with various kinds of flora and fauna. Batang Kapas is one of the highest waterfalls in Indonesia with a height of approximately 150 meters. Some call it by other names such as Pangkalan Kapas or Lubuk Bigau Waterfall. To get to the location of the waterfall, which is approximately 130 kilometers from downtown Pekanbaru, is difficult because it requires a vehicle that is ready for various off-road terrain. Therefore, it must be ensured that it is really ready to go through a difficult road. The vehicle must also be fully fueled enough to travel around 6 to 9 hours, all of this depending on the weather. If you bring a four-wheeled vehicle, you can leave it in the village of Lubuk Bigau. But if you bring a two-wheeled vehicle, you can continue your journey through the forest, farms, and villagers' gardens to the end of the route. The journey then continues on foot, starting with walking through uphill line, passing the path under a large cliff, through an iron ladder attached to a cliff, and a rocky dirt trekking path until you arrive at the hill. From here, you will see a magnificent waterfall decorated with white rock cliffs and the tiring journey, which takes approximately 3 to 4 hours, will immediately pay off as soon as you see the beauty of the clear water pouring swiftly. The charm of the waterfall, which flows from the Batangkapas River, is indeed extraordinary. The combination of a 150-meter high waterfall with rock cliffs on either side makes it look majestic as one of the highest waterfalls in Sumatra and even in Indonesia. Batangkapas waterfall is surrounded by walls of cliffs, which are white sedimentary rock structures formed by faults of fractures of the Bukit Barisan Mountains. The pool below is not too big and dominated by rocks of various sizes. The water crashes on the broken rocks below, causing a relentless roar. The wind mixed with the splash of water will refresh the body, which gives a happy, calming effect. What makes this area more beautiful is the condition of the forest around, which is still natural, adding green accents around the waterfall, and all of this will certainly refresh and nourish the body and mind of visitors. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end our segment, Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay, the audio, fill out your data in our website voinews.id, click the quiz banner and fill them out in the Google form. This essay writing is open until August 20, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners of Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023.
Menjadi sebuah kenyataan adalah wujud kemunduran dirimu. Jangan biarkan kamu terpendam. Kembangkan sayapmu tinggi lagi di angkasa, bersama bintang-bintang biru wujudkan semua mimpimu. Kembangkan sayapmu tinggi lagi di angkasa, menembus dinding langit biru, wujudkan semua mimpimu. Jangan biarkan kamu satu. Jalan hidupmu
bersama bintang-bintang biru, wujudkan semua mimpimu. Terbang dan kembangkan sayapmu, tinggi lagi di angkasa, menembus dinding langit biru, wujudkan semua mimpimu. Jangan biarkan, jangan biarkan kamu jatuh.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Garuda Indonesia launches Pikachu airplane. Indonesian national flag carrier Garuda Indonesia Airline will launch an airline with a Pikachu jet livery or airframe design. This launch was carried out after the airline officially collaborated with the Pokemon Company on Tuesday, April the 13th. Garuda Indonesia's Director of Services and Commerce, Ade R. Susardi, said that the Pikachu livery design will decorate a 2 aircraft that will fly to domestic and international destinations. The cooperation between the two parties will last for 5 years. Corporate Officer of Asia Business Division of the Pokemon Company, Susumu Fukunaga, explained that his part and Garuda Indonesia wanted to create the best livery design for each aircraft later. So the time to work on the livery will depend on the design they want to achieve. President and CEO of Garuda Indonesia, Irfan Setiaputra, said the existence of an aircraft with the Pikachu design would provide a different experience for passengers. Apart from that, this Pikachu design plane is also for tourism. Amnail El-Himam, as Deputy for Digital Economy and Creative Products at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, said that the Pokemon Festival at Pantai Indah Kapuk, North Jakarta, some time ago, has attracted 1.4 million visitors. With the collaboration to make Pikachu designs of Garuda Indonesia aircraft, it is believed that it will move domestic and foreign tourists. That was Miscellany 3.
Berhari lamanya, mengapa belum
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song by an Indonesian band, The Baku Cakar. The Baku Cakar is a band who accompanied the late Indonesian singer and songwriter Glenn Fredly. This band consists of Rayendra Sunito on the drums, Rifka Rahman on the sequencer, Bonar Abraham on the bass, Andre Dinut on the guitar, Hari Anggoman on the keyboard, Kenna Lago on the Hammond, and Nikki Manuputi on the saxophone. After Glenn's death, the band doesn't disband, but instead, they produce their own work in an album titled Reformula. Now, the Baku Cakar is collaborating with an Indonesian soloist, Anmesh Kamaleng, to cover Glenn Fredly's hit song Kisah Yang Salah, popularized by Glenn in 2014. This release is an appreciation for Glenn Fredly's work so that future generations can continue to enjoy and remember his works. Even though Kisah Yang Salah, which in English means the wrong story, tells about an affair, Glenn makes it heartbreaking because his story is that he has to be separated from his affair partner. Well, listener, here is the song Kisah Yang Salah, the version of The Baku Cakar and Anmesh Kamaleng.
Akhirnya kita ada di akhir yang menyakitkan. Ku sadar kita telah melangkah terlalu dalam. Dari awal kita sudah tahu kan kebenaran, tak mungkin ku perjuangkan cinta
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For listening to our English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion, criticism, any kinds of feedback through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at @VOI Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at @VOI_official. And our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Or simply reach us on WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. That's a wrap, today's English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.